I begin in the name of the merciful God. Ladies and gentlemen, God's religion was first given to Adam, peace be upon him. This was in fact a reminder of the same reality which God Almighty had instilled in man. That is a reminder of the fact that there is a creator and sustainer, and you will have to be accountable to him one day. This accountability shall be on the basis of good deeds. Thereafter, prophets started coming, and they too were given the same religion. It's the same religion which started from Adam, God's mercy be on him. This very religion was revived by Muhammad, the messenger, God's mercy be on him. That is, people were reminded regularly that this is God's religion, and it is on the basis of it that you will either be rewarded or punished after death. This religion is Islam. It is on this very basis that the Quran says, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. God hasn't sent two religions. That is, it isn't that he gave Adam, God's mercy be on him, one religion, Abraham, God's mercy be on him, another, and Musa, God's mercy be on him, yet another religion. Judaism and Christianity are not distinct religions. God gave only one religion, which was Islam. This Islam is the religion of prophets, God's mercy be on them. The same has been given to Muhammad, the messenger, God's mercy be on him. It's only in the domain of Sharia law that minor changes have been incorporated in them because of changing circumstances. The Quran tells us that it's the same religion which prophets brought as God's religion. People created sects in them. Consequently, Judaism is a sect of this religion. Likewise is Christianity. Like after the arrival of Muhammad, the messenger, God's mercy be on him, the religion he presented, the religion he handed over to his followers, his believers, there emerged sects in them too. In the same way, the followers of earlier prophets have been creating sects. The Quran says that this true religion has been handed over to every person as God's guidance. Everyone is expected to discover this religion. They should strive to get it and become followers of this religion by staying above all forms of sectarian divisions. The Quran has described this reality in several passages. Look at verse 13 of Surah Shura 42, how the Quran describes it. It is said, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. It's being said by addressing the Prophet and his followers, O Messenger and O Muslims, we have formally arranged the same religion which we earlier gave to Noah. مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Then we revealed it on you. Then whose instruction, مَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, was given to Abraham, وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and was given to Moses and Jesus, God's mercy be on of them. That is, after mentioning names of prominent messengers, it was said that was the same very religion that was given to Muhammad, the messenger, God's mercy be on him. It was the same religion given to Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. All messengers brought the same religion. God's mercy be on all of them. It says that when we gave them this religion, it was done with the instruction, Anaqimuddin, remain firm on this religion. Adopt it in your life. Make this religion a constitution of your life. That is, it wasn't given for it to be kept. One's name be attached with it. It be made one's identity. A nation gets created because of it. Some rights be demanded on its basis. No, it was given only so that people make it their guide They should follow it. They be steadfast on it. The true meaning of the expression Iqamat-e-Deen adopted here carries this meaning essentially. Be firm on religion. Make it your priority. Make it a part of your life. Then it says, it was said along with it, وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, and don't resort to sectarianism. Don't make sects. Live your life by identifying yourself with a true religion. It's a fact that if one realizes that God's religion has always been one, all prophets brought this religion. Muhammad the Messenger, God's mercy be on him, revived this religion. It was always named Islam. Its believers have always been called Muslims. He get distanced from all forms of sectarianism and becomes a bearer of peace and mercy for the entire mankind.
أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين.